Tuesday morning. So glad to join you for our Shift Today radio experience. My name is Nina Roach, and I am your morning host. I am so glad to join you today. Well, I know we have sailed through this rain almost as if we are back when it was the time of Noah, but I tell you, we need a lot of rain out here in California, and so I'm still glad and grateful for what God is doing. He is even mindful even to nature. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. So I pray that you are staying warm and staying dry, especially if you are with us, joining us in California and whatever city you may be in. I want to go right in and pray and also welcome you if this is your very first time joining our Shift Today Radio Experience Live, and or if you are just one of our regular folks that are so faithful and diligent, you come on here expecting to be confirmed, because I believe, especially for believers, if you are hearing the Word of God and reading the Word of God, things that I am sharing, they should be only confirmation from the information that you've received from within. Also, I'm really, really excited about our new Get Your Faith Up Challenge. Ooh, it is going to be so good as we are going to launch into that challenge. I can't believe already it's Friday, but we're going to launch into that challenge on tomorrow. For those that are signed up and ready, just know that you'll be getting your e-pass today. And I mean not just signed up with signing up through the registration, but for the suggested amount of $21 for your training, you will be ready to get your faith up from December the 8th to December the 29th. I believe that we should go in boldly with the plans and the vision of God to be ready to go into full execution of what he has planned, because I believe still this is 2018. This is the year of the harvester, and you can still harvest and manifest plans that God has intended for you before the foundations of the world. You don't have to wait until next year where it may look more impressionable. Why? Because you're going to be the same person that's going to step your across the borderline of 2019. So get ready and get started and allow me as Next Level Nina, change your spiritual palate as you know, go into the gyms and they change your physical palate, causing you to deprive yourself of carbs and sugars and all those other things that will cause you to stay in a weight that you don't desire to be in. So for me, I want to help you lose the weight of dead weights and loose toxic thoughts and emotional behaviors and get you onto the path and the plan that God has already predestined for you. It's time to see some fruit from your prayers. Many of you have seen fruit from your prayers, but it's also time to maintain the fruit of your prayers. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. So once again, I'm so glad to reconnect with you and join you all, as I missed you all yesterday. But I'm so glad to reconnect with you this morning and get on with what God has in store for us today. For this is the day that God has given each one of us, and I am so glad to join you and to join in the plans with you that God has for us. Let's go right in and pray. Heavenly Father, we are so glad to be in the army of the Lord, for you are the author of our faith. You are the balm of Gilead. You are the chief cornerstone. You are our consuming fire, our creator, Emmanuel, God with us. You are the God of all comfort. I prayed this morning that he's comforting you. You're the God of all grace. You are the great I am, the high priest, the holy and awesome God. You are Jehovah El Elyon. You are the Most High God, the self-existing one. You have promised to provide for us, to sanctify us. Your banner over us is love. You have promised to shepherd us and be our gatekeeper, Jesus. You have promised to heal us and deliver us from all of our destructions. You have said that you would be the Lord of our peace, that you would be the Lord that would be there, that would never forsake us. For you are our righteousness, the King of kings. Father, you are the one that has sent Jesus to be the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundations of the world. He has come to be the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lord of lords, love, the Messiah, the mighty God, the Most Holy One, our rock and our refuge and our fortress in you, who we trust. You are our Redeemer, God. You are our refuge from the storm. You are our ruler over the kings of the earth, the Shepherd of Israel. You are the Son of the Most High, Jesus, the strength to the needy, a strong tower, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the way of the life. You are the way of truth, and you are the upholder of all things. And with this, we thank you, Father, for all that you are done, for you are our God, an awesome God, and we welcome you today to today's Shift Today radio experience. I thank you even now that you are speaking through my lips of clay and thinking through my mind, for you have already ordered this day aright, so we can join together to decree a thing, because you have already established for us before the foundations of the world this day. And may we live out purposefully what you have intended us to live out throughout this day. May we have these divine connections, and may the favor of God today surround each one of us like a shield. May we walk uprightly as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, knowing that everything about us is changing for the best. Even up until the last day of this year, everything about us is changing for the best. For Father, you are working things in us and you are working things out of us that you have not planted within our spirit man. And therefore, we can boldly say that all things are working together because we love you, God, and because you love us. You are our God, and we are your people. And so, Father, we just thank you in advance. We thank you in advance. We thank you, Father, in advance for the good things that you have already done. And may those good things that you have already done be realized in our spirits. May the good things that you have already done be realized in our souls, be realized in our bodies, be realized in the struggles, be realized just to be realized, God. Make us realize it. Enlighten us and open up our eyes so that we can see the fulfillment of all that you have wrought out through Christ Jesus. May none of all that Jesus has done, may it be obsolete. I thank you, Lord, that even today that you cause us to pick up our own crosses and walk. Move forward. Move forward. That's what I'm hearing him say now. Move forward. No matter how heavy the burden is, move forward, because you have a burden removing, yoke destroying power of God that is living within you. And if you are living on that next level of faith, you can take this word and believe it and place it in your heart by saying it and keep meditating it and muttering it in your mind and letting it come off of your lips, so that you can constantly believe that Jesus said that the words that I speak, that they are spirit and they are life. This is the word of faith that we preach. This is the word of faith that we even share on every single platform that we have on Shift Today Ministry. So even now, Holy Spirit, have your way. Do what you do best. Be God among us, and may we experience all your goodness starting now and all throughout the day and this weekend in Jesus' name. If you agree with that prayer, why don't you go ahead and say amen and amen. I don't know if you were able yet by your app, because if you haven't updated your app, update your app, not for the iPhone folks, but for those that are Google, because they finally got our app up and running like it should have been running. So now that it's up, you download it or do whatever you need to do. But today's decree says, never forsaken. Psalm 37:25 says, I was once young, but now I'm old. And that doesn't mean old and sagging and wrinkles. It doesn't mean that. You hear what I'm telling you today, so don't be so distraught or get under. I was once young, but now I'm old. In other words, you could that could be now I'm mature. Now I've grown up. Now I've put off myself. Not once have I found a lover of God forsaken by him, nor have any of their children gone hungry. I mean, I just want to share that today, that I want to remind you, I want to talk about today El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough, the God who satisfies you and I with long life. He is the one that enlarges our territory and causes us to enjoy a long life. He is the one who wants us to, who wants to do good things for us and to enjoy the things that he does for us. God doesn't give you things so that you can be murmuring and complaining. He gives you things so that you can enjoy them, not love them. Remember, we love God and we love people and we enjoy all of his resources that have been created from his hands. And we are a created resource, which means God is using us. He's in need of us. So we can be saved even. And I don't mean just saved by going to the altar, which means you can be saved from yourself knowing that you have a God that has already provided for you. And what has God already provided for you? He's provided for you quite a few things. He's provided for you salvation. He's provided for you deliverance. He's provided for you a long life. He's provided for you. I mean, there's so many benefits. What does he say even in Psalms 103? He's provided for you forgiveness of sin. So sin is not really your issue. It's not even your problem. Your problems are not even your problems. Ooh, I can't wait to dive in into that 21-day challenge. I pray that you've already gotten registered and for that suggested amount of $21, because we are uploading and sending out all of your e-passes for those that have registered and paid for their faith builders training for these next 21 days, because I believe God wants to launch you into your 2019 with the will of God. Amen. What is he always, what else has he provided for us? He's provided for us safety. He's provided for us soundness of mind. We have God who is El Shaddai. That means he is the breasty one, is the one who perfects the things that concerns us and provides for what we need. He even tells us in what, Psalms 91, he says first and foremost that I will deliver him. And that would be also like I will deliver them. And thank God for his deliverance. Didn't he deliver them from the very beginning? He'd also delivered Abraham and all of his descendants when they were sojourners in a land for 400 years. God provided for them. He did not even allow their shoes to warp. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. He was a strong man, but God doesn't forget his promises. 430 years after that captivity that had began in Egypt, God had raised up his man, Aaron and Moses, well, basically Moses, because Aaron was Moses' assistant, to lead these sojourners out of bondage and into a land of more than enough. Even God sent Jesus, God's anointed of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. Why? Because God was with him. Satan is a depressor. Satan is an oppressor, but you have God, you have Jesus as a deliverer. What else has God provided for us? He says that he would set us on high because we have known his name. How do you know his name? It's not just knowing his name because you confessed him at the altar in the lordship of Jesus. Knowing his name is being acquainted with the attributes of his name. See, there's power in the name of Jesus. It's what are you being mindful of, being acquainted with the name of Jesus. You know, when somebody thinks about your name, they're acquainted with your attributes. Oh, they're funny. Oh, they're, you know, they're always the leader, or they're the whatever, the helper or the giver, or the way maker or whatever it might be. Well, see, there's power in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus and being acquainted with all of his attributes, you can experience the God that is more than enough. Because what does he say? Is that as you are acquainted with his name, you'll experience the benefits. And that's what's happening, I believe, even especially among believers. Well, we should be experiencing the benefits of Jesus on a whole nother level. That's why I need for you to get in that Faith Builders Challenge if you haven't gotten registered yet. Because you got to, you should desire to, shall I say, to experience life on a whole nother level. I don't care if it's just a half of an increment more of knowing Jesus personally. God wants you to know him and be acquainted with his name. Jesus, Yahweh, the God that saves, the God that delivers, he is the one who's going to set you on high. That's why he says what is in Deuteronomy, that you should be the head and not the tail. God wants to keep you on high, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God doesn't want you in and out of your seat, which means you're up one day and you're down the next day. You're up on your seat, ruling and reigning, and then the next day, where you're feeling as lowly as a worm. God doesn't want you to be that way. God wants you to be solid in the midst of what you're going through. And what does he say thirdly? Is that upon his name and he will answer us. We're talking about God, the God, El Shaddai, the one who is more than enough for us, the more who is satisfies us with long life. You know, that's what I shared about the other day on our Shift the Day radio experience. It's Jesus plus nothing. It's God plus nothing. It's the Holy Spirit plus nothing. It's not us adding our education, adding our limited wisdom and knowledge and what God has said. It's God that's setting us on high. It's God that's causing us or desiring us to look up. Because when we look up, we can stay up. We can stay in our positions of authority. We can rule and reign and manifest the kingdom of God the way God had originally intended it. So he says when we call upon his name, he will answer us. God has always been a prayer-answering God. He hears your prayers, he says in Jeremiah 33:3. He says, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you don't know. So if you don't know them, then that's obvious that we have a God that cares so much to show us what we don't know. It's a blessing to be shown what we don't know. Even in Isaiah 43:25-26, it says, God says, I am he that blotteth out your transgressions. What is a transgression? That's basically sin. And he does it not for your sake. He does it for his name's sake and will not remember your sins no more. See, that's the benefits of knowing El Shaddai, the God that's more than enough, the God that satisfies you with long life. Your satisfaction with long life doesn't begin when you get to heaven. Your satisfaction with long life begins the very second you are uttering and finishing your sentence of declaring that Jesus is Lord. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. So God wants you to be reminded of his promises, which is his word. And coming over even to the New Testament, we find the marvelous promises that can thrill all of our hearts. And what does he say in Matthew 7:7? I call it ASK. It's called ask, seek, and knock. It's ASK, ask, seek, and knock in Matthew 7:7. How can the God that is more than enough reveal himself to you? It's to ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking, knock, and the door will be opened unto you. For everyone in Matthew 7:7-8 that seeketh receives. He tells us in Matthew 6 to go seeking, go fishing, seek out the promises of God. I tell you, I'm going to really show you about how your problem is not your problem and that you have the promises with God's plan. And if you begin to proclaim and say through prayer what God has said, call upon him because before you called, he's already answered you. All you're doing is legally permitting God and inviting him into your situation so that you can get God results. Amen. It's time to get spiritual results, God's results, faith feel power packing results, because faith is possible. God would never give us anything that would fulfill, but it is impossible. Faith becomes impossible when we try to fulfill it like the old ancient comrades did, when we try to fulfill it without God. So listen to what I'm telling you. He says that we're called to ask and to seek and to knock and to keep on asking, and the door will be open to us. Even in Mark 11:24, it says, therefore I say unto you, you that's listening now or later on into this podcast, whatsoever things you desire when you pray. When you pray, not when somebody else prays for you, but when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. I'm telling you, you're going to learn more about what this Mark 11:22-25 really means through this 21-day faith challenge starting tomorrow. You expect, look for checking your spam, and I'll be texting you all too that have signed up for that suggestive 21-day donation, excuse me, for your Faith Builders training. I will be sending you today your online pass. The passes have already been created, and you will receive your online pass today for your Faith Builders training. I am so fired up. I said, God, you brought me all the way, end of the year, to manifest myself in the volume of the book. And that's what you've been called to do too, because he says, just like Jesus says, I've come in Hebrews to manifest myself in the volume of the book, from the what Moses had talked about, from the major and minor prophets that had written about him, from the Psalms, from the wisdom of Solomon. Jesus came to manifest himself and to fulfill his predestined assignment. And that's what you have been called to do. And the only way you're going to do it in these last days, starting, which we've already been started, we've been getting our faith up since October 2017 when we first launched the Wednesday Shift Worship Experience. But I'm telling you now, we're on a much higher realm. And many of you all don't know you're on that realm yet because you are not activating it. You're just constantly taking a bunch of notes and receiving all the impartations of the words of what you're hearing in your churches and what you're hearing when you come to the Shift Today radio experiences. But until you activate it, until you really believe, you know when you believe in what God is saying, because there's an action. There's a corresponding action to match what you are believing. You cannot just say Jesus is Lord without first hearing that Jesus is Lord and without someone being sent to tell you about Jesus. And that's the good news. That's the gospel. That's the kingdom of God. That's the kingdom of heaven. So if you are going to receive all that God has for you, you need to get your faith up. And you need to challenge. That's what's good about this 21-day challenge, because you're going to challenge your perspective. You are going to be facing head-on with your unbelief. You're going to face to say, okay, it's really not this person, or it's really not this situation, or it's really not all the other things that you look outside of yourself to find fulfillment in, so that you don't have to take responsibility for your faith. So you can now take responsibility. If you're not healed, that's your fault. If you're not delivered, that's your fault. If you're still in debt, that is your fault. That is not God's fault. Why? Because God has already provided a remedy for everything that you and I will ever experience before the foundations of the world. And that's why we need to get our, it's literally like gold. In these last days, I heard my prophet and Pastor Bill Winston once say, your faith in these last days will be like gold. People will be paying you for answers. I mean, I'm already seeing it. I'm just not getting paid for it. But I'm getting paid for it in some other areas, because God has given me all kinds of creative things to create. And so that creates wealth. That's what he tells us. He says, make your way prosperous in Joshua 1:8. Well, how is one of the ways you can make your way prosperous? By meditating, he says, on the word of God. And from meditation comes out of thinking about an unaltered thought, undisturbed by some outer force or some outer thing, to stay focused on that one thought. I'm going to tell you something. You don't have all that ADD and ADHD that the world has labeled you on. The only way you still have it, because you permit it. Because guess what? The word of God is medicine to all of your flesh. And you can be free from that label today. And therefore, you've been operating out of that label. Somebody needs to hear this now or later on to this podcast for a very long time. But I'm telling you today, now faith is. And if you take with these words, these wind words of the Holy Spirit that I'm telling you right now, you can be free from the label of ADHD and ADD or whatever else they're trying to add to your portfolio that God has never planted in your soul or in your spirit. The only way that it was received is because then at the time you were in a vulnerable state in your mind or in a something, you were manifesting something that from their education that they could diagnose to say, well, this is what it is. Half of the time, remember, these are practitioners that are practicing, and because they have not aligned, science has not aligned themselves completely with what was here first, which was spiritual. Because everything physical got its roots and its foundation from the spiritual world where faith is, where God's word is, because faith is a creative power. Faith is you create the things that you need physically to be manifested with a spiritual substance, whether if it's a spiritual force of life, which is the word of God, or a spiritual force of death from the spirit of the enemy. For death and life is in the power of the tongue, and if you continue to speak the death talk, and you'll experience the death force and think the death force. If you begin to speak the word of life, which is the spirit of love, because love is birthed out of life and life is birthed out of love, and you've been created and reborn out of love. Hear what I'm telling you now on the Shift the Day radio experience. So therefore, you can be free from ADHD and ADD because God never added that to your mind. He says that you have the mind of Christ. If you start focusing and meditating on and picturing and envisioning and muttering that I have the mind of Christ and I hold the thoughts and purpose of his heart, guess what's going to manifest? What you say, because death and life is in the power of the tongue. And the scripture says in Mark 11 that you shall have whatsoever you say. So if you're going to have whatsoever you say, you might as well say what the word of God has said. This is why it's so important. I'm telling you to get up in that next level, to get your faith up, because I want to take you only if you are willing, because I cannot do anything with a will that's not ready. But I can do a whole lot with a willing heart, with an engaged mind. I can do a whole lot where you are not performing, because I'll be able to detect all of that. And that's one thing about having a personal coach, especially me being the assistant coach of the Holy Spirit, because he's going to inspirationally cause me to discern the thing that you're going to need to get you to that next place. I guarantee you that's for this first bunch, because I know this is going to be an ongoing training. I guarantee you this first bunch of faith builders that are joining us tomorrow and that they'll be getting their online passes today before tonight is out with all of the instructions on where to go and how to meet and so forth, their faith is going to be up on another place. And it's not going to happen in 2019. It's going to happen. Let me prophesy to you. It happened the moment that you registered, the moment that you signed up, and the moment that you gave me your money. I know this by the Spirit of God. Your faith is already up. Now the Holy Spirit is ready to shift you in increments, taking baby steps, just like a coach. He's not going to push you to believe for something greater than the measure of your faith. He's going to start with you, say, what can you believe for me to do right now that I need for you to only focus on for one day, every single day? And I'm going to show you how you can break down 1 hour a day, or you can do it for one full hour. But I don't want this to be a rigorous training. I want to make this training as simple as possible so that you can get your faith up and see results. Because I know once you get that small baby victory, your spiritual appetite is going to be wet and say, okay, all right. Okay, Holy Ghost. All right, personal trainer. All right, assistant coach, faith building training coach, next level Nina. I see what you all are doing. I'm getting the glimpse of how to work my faith without my flesh and without the suggestions and opinions and the reasonings of my soul. I'm seeing it now. And so I'm telling you, once you begin to start operating on this level of a lifestyle, you will be a spiritual force in the world to be reckoned with. You will show up with so much favor, so many answers that people are toiling and struggling and sleeping and crying over about and laboring all about. You're going to show up and just say, boom, it's done. And they're going to look like, I've been trying, reasoning to do this thing for 5 weeks. And here you come in 2 seconds, and you come with the answer. Because, see, remember, the kingdom of God is not learned like you sit in the schools to learn for your education. The kingdom of God is discerned. It's discerned by revelation. And revelation only comes from meditation. And meditation only comes from hearing the word of God where your faith is. Remember, faith only works with the impossible. You know, this is all that I got for you today. And I know that I've shared a lot. And go back in and listen to today's broadcast. And I want to encourage you for the last time for today, December the 7th. Get your faith up, sign up for the suggested price for $21, your $21 donation, and it is a tax deduction, your $21, how about that? How many times? You know, you don't get anything back when you go to your personal trainer as far as your money back. Here you get a tax deduction for being a faith builder trainer, a trainee with our program. And so I'm so excited to unleash with you. And also I have some releases. My book is coming out, Get Your Faith Up. You thought I drew you all here for this? It's coming out. You're going to have something that you can tangibly read and follow me, and follow me while you're getting your faith up. You think I've been working? It's so funny. My husband said, well, what have you been doing? Every time I come home, you're not at work. You're almost still in the same spot that you were in before when I left home. And I'm saying, yep, that's what I want you to think, my dear. But I've been working on the back end. I'm thinking while you're working in the field, I'm working like Jacob. I'm staying close to the tent. I'm indebted in this word. And to still be able to stay on course with our ministry training and stay on course with my business. See, there's faith is a flow. Faith is a rhythm. You should see me now. I'm actually just flowing my body and my hands. Could you just imagine? But faith is just a rhythm and a flow because it knows how to hold everything together when you are hearing the voice of God. One of the things that I mentioned earlier this week is that you're going to hear the voice of God more clear, I'm telling you, like never before. So once again, if you have not registered, get registered for this 21-day faith challenge and build your faith up so you can take your life, your situation, your whatever. And then what's the blessing? Because now you'll have the strategy. You will be able to advance the kingdom of God and help other people. You will know, okay, they got a problem. Let me pray. Let me proclaim it. You will be able to take them right to all of those steps that's in my book. And so, therefore, you'll be able to get your faith up, and you will be so glad, and God will be so honored, and God will be so honored and pleased to say, wow, here's a bunch of people that have finally got it, and now they can just get one victory after the next victory, one healing after the next healing, one debt paid after the next, one favor after the next, one prayer suddenly answered right after the next. There will be no painful toil for those who have their trust in God. Get your faith up. So, hey, I love you and I bless you today. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today. And may the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. God bless you. I love you. Why don't you make this one declaration of faith for me? Say this with me. Lord, help my unbelief believe in Jesus' name. Amen. That's a good prayer to pray every day. Lord, just help my unbelief believe, because I know the only thing that I can get from you is going to be done by faith from a believing heart, faith from a heart that confesses what you have already said. I love you and God bless you. I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow. For those that are in the faith challenge, look for your passes that will be coming online today, your faith pass. And also, look for all the information and details. And for those who have not joined, I bless you and have a wonderful weekend. And I look forward to connecting with you on Monday morning. In Jesus' name, amen.